In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Thanks to Obuna, we heard today about Junior Joe, the camel. And we know, you know, if you're not a good camel, you could get into trouble and one day go to work for the tobacco industry and become Joe Camel. And that's not the direction we want to go. Stay with the gifts. Stay with the light. Today's gospel reading is a special one because the Lord implores us to think. All of our lives, we can become complacent. Maybe we start early, maybe we get more complacent, lazy as we go on in our lives. Becoming complacent means kind of going with the flow and losing that initiative and that action that we need to take. We can do that sometimes in the church. We might, for example, observe blessings. And we tend to do that. There's blessings everywhere in the church. And we can, unfortunately, tend to be bystanders of blessings. But the Lord wants us to understand that we are lights and that lights are to be placed on the stand. Lights are to be placed on the stand. You can put a Bible in your car on the dashboard and you can say it's a blessing. You are a bystander of the blessing. You are observing it. You are watching it. There it is. You can enter a church and you can see icons and you can observe the blessing. And it's true, the Bible is a blessing, no matter where you put it. And it's true that the icons are a blessing when you look at them. But God wants us not just to be observers of blessings. He wants us ourselves to be blessings. He calls us not just to be an observer of a blessing, but to be a blessing. We are to be lights. And lights are not to be hidden. And our Lord said that this is an evil generation, and it seeks a sign. And soon, in February, the Feast of Jonah will come, which is very special. It's very short. It's an opportunity to fast for a very short period of time and really think about what God is calling each of us to do. So we won't dwell on Jonah today, but we note that the Lord says that this is an evil generation. And he says that blessed rather, are those who actually hear the word and keep it, or hear the word and practice it. Now, if we hear the word and we keep it, or we hear the word and we practice it, we become a blessing, not just an observer of a blessing. And that's what God calls us to do and to be, because it's an evil generation. It's a dark generation. His Holiness Pope Shenouda once quoted an old saying that says, "Don't curse the darkness, be a light." The darker the place, the more powerful the light. You might say, "Oh, I don't have much light." But the darker the place, the more powerful the light. So your little candle in a very, very dark room can be extremely powerful and extremely significant. When the electricity goes out, as it often does in Chicago, and you know, we could go for several days without power, I can't tell you how precious that one candle is in the house. And when we light that candle and we go downstairs into the basement to make sure the sump pump is working and everything's working, I need that candle. Or I'll trip and fall all over myself on the stairs and bump into the toys that the kids left on the floor. I need the candle. And that candle is so bright and so powerful. Even though it's just a little tiny candle, you can measure its lumens. Physicists measure light by lumens. It's not very powerful. Not a lot of wattage, but in the dark, it means a great deal. It's powerful. The Lord says this is an evil generation, and we in this generation are called to be more than just bystanders, observers of blessings. And the Lord praises those who come to repentance. And by our example, we can be lights that stand. Lights are not intended to be hidden. They are not intended to be not used. They are intended to be used and placed on a stand where everyone can see them. There's a story, you may have heard it before. I've heard lots of versions. There once was a baby eagle. This baby eagle was born of an egg, and that egg made its way into a chicken nest. Well, this baby hatched from an egg that was among chicken eggs. And this baby was born among a bunch of chickens. And I don't know if you realize it, but chickens don't really fly. So this little baby eagle was raised with its little brother and sister chickens. And this little baby eagle thought for the longest time it was a chicken because it was hanging around chickens. But one day, this little baby eagle ran into another eagle. And this other eagle said, "Hey, what are you doing? You keep walking. Don't you know you have wings and you can fly?" He said, "No, I'm a chicken." "You're not a chicken. You're an eagle. Look at yourself in the mirror. You're an eagle. You can fly." "I didn't know that." Sometimes that's the way we are. Sometimes we are not really aware. We are not convinced that we are sons and daughters of the Lord Most High. We have an inheritance. We have a purpose. And that purpose is awesome. It's great. We're called to do great things. And you want to look back on your life with no regrets. You want to look back on your life knowing that you were a light that was shining bright. When you depart, whenever that may be, whatever day God may designate for you, you want to leave what's called a legacy. Now, a legacy is a memory for your children and your children's children. And what would you like that to be? If you don't have children, or if the Lord takes you before you have that opportunity to have children, or if He doesn't will for you to have children, a legacy in that case is for your spiritual children. It's for also the people who knew you. How do you want people to remember you? Do you want them to remember you as an ordinary person? Do you want them to remember you as just the world around you? You are an eagle. Do you want to be remembered as chickens? You can fly. The Lord has given you wings to grow spiritually and to fly high and to be all that you're called to be. But that means you have to become aware of who you are in Christ Jesus. Right? We are sons and we are daughters of the Lord Jesus Christ now. And so we're called. And we want to leave a legacy when we depart. What do you want people to think and say about you? How do you want people to remember you? Those who loved you most, they'll remember you somehow. How would you like them to remember you? Would you like them to remember you as someone who loved God and was fiery for God and was a witness for God and servant of God? When they look at your face, they see God light up, the Spirit of God lighting up in your face. When people walk up next to you, they feel comfort. They say, "Oh, I want to be next to that person," just because being next to that person makes me feel closer to God. That's what I want. That's a blessing. And that's what God calls us to be. To those who don't even understand the gospel message, who haven't heard it yet, let them say about you, "Something about her is different. Something about him is different. When she comes to work every morning, she's friendly and she's got hope and she's got a smile on her face and she does her work really well and she puts in her best effort and we can count on her. She's a team player. Something about her is different. I kind of like her. I enjoy it when we get to go out to lunches together and I think really something's different about her." What about him? When he goes to work, how's he feel? Is he hopeful? Can people see that hope? Do they want to be around him? Does he do good work? Does he work unto the Lord? Is his boss really the Lord? Is he really working for God, the provider of all things? How will we be remembered? Your children do not want your money. When you depart, and they have a choice between your going to heaven to be with your eternal Father, or you're going the other place, they would rather that you go to heaven. When they are separated from you, they want to know where you're going. And they want to know you're there, and they want to know you're praying for them. That's what they want. So don't look back on your life and say, I haven't accomplished this. I don't have this much money in my bank account. I never got this job. I never made this university. That's not what it's all about. Look back on your life and say, I served God with my whole heart. I loved him, and he loved me, and he taught me so much. Personally, every morning when I would pray to him, he showed me something special. When I suffered, he was right beside me. And my suffering brought his glory. And my children saw the strength that God gave me in me. And when my children needed me, I was there. And when my wife needed me, I was there. And when my husband needed me, I was there. And I loved my wife like Jesus loved the church. And I loved my husband, and I gave myself to him. And my children, we were so close. And when I am on that last week of my life, if I'm fortunate enough to know it, I look back and I have no regrets. And when I do depart, my children are rejoicing. They're sad, but ultimately they're rejoicing because they know where you are and you are praying for them. And that's what your children want. Your children want you to be praying for them now, and they especially want you to be praying for them when you reach heaven with your Heavenly Father. There's no greater gift than that. And that blows away any inheritance that you can possibly provide. Light. Being a light brings you more blessing than you will give. And yet you get to be a blessing. Being merely an observer of blessings means you're kind of on the outside, but God wants you on the inside. God wants you to be keeping His Word, practicing His Word, and showing people by your action His Word. Part of being a light, of course, is that you practice purity and you protect the lamp of the eye. When your eye is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. In order for you to be a blessing, you have to be pure. But you can't be pure on your own. You need the sacrament of confession. And you need that relationship with God and nothing between you and God. And the things that come between you and God are sin. And your eyes, the lusts of the world, and there are many. They can be money, they can be anything. They can be barriers between you and your Lord. It's essential, it's imperative. If you want to keep God's word and be a blessing, to be in the sacrament, of confession. To be confessing regularly, to be confessing routinely. Let us remember that we are called to be lights and that we are called to be on the lampstand. Let us not hide our light. Let us not place the light and hide it and pretend that we're not Christian and don't tell people that we're Christian. And let us at the same time not tell people we are Christian all the time and be no different than non-Christians. We're called to be blessings. We're called to be lights that are effective. Let us remember what God calls us to do. He says it's more of a blessing to be a blessing. And to be a blessing, we must know God's word and we must practice it and we must keep it. Let us read His word daily. Let us practice it. Let us keep it. Let us be lights that are shining bright, and let us be on the stand where we can be effective. Never, ever be discouraged about the light that God gives you. The light that God gives you is just enough light. It's the light that you need in the time and in the place where you are. You are a light. Put yourself on the light stand. Be visible. Keep God's word. Practice it. Be in confession. Be in repentance. And may God bless us all. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.